All right, buckle up, everybody, because we're going deep, deep into the world of Elden Ring Nightreign.
Creeping knights and spectral hawks, oh my.
Yeah, you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, you might be out there conquering the lands between already.
Right, our dedicated tarnished listeners.
Yeah, or maybe Elden Ring is still, you know, on that backlog taunting you.
We've all got that one game, right?
But either way, From Software.
The masters of Prepare to Die.
Yeah, they just threw everyone a major, like, curveball.
I'd say it's more than a curveball. It's a whole new playing field.
Okay, true. We're talking Elden Ring Nightreign, a standalone co-op game set to, I think, shock everyone in 2025.
I'm still processing it, to be honest.
So, for this deep dive, we've got all those juicy official announcements.
Plus a really insightful interview with the game director, Junya Ishizaki.
Which we'll get into, yeah. But first, mission objective. What makes Nightreign tick?
And why is From Software, you know, suddenly embracing teamwork?
Exactly. Okay, so co-op action RPG, three players.
PvE, set in the Elden Ring universe.
New story though, right?
Ooh, brand new, yeah. Imagine you and two friends battling crazy environmental hazards.
And then, bam, massive nightly bosses.
From Software does bosses like no one else.
I'm already getting chills. Now the announcements keep saying it's a condensed RPG.
Which is honestly a head scratcher. Condensed From Software.
Yeah, right. We're used to like 100 hours to even see the credits.
So what does that actually mean? Shorter play sessions? A tighter overall experience?
I'm hoping it's not like Elden Ring, but speedrun mode only.
That would be interesting, but probably not what they're going for.
Okay, there are also these keywords they dropped in the marketing. Creeping Knight, for one.
Yeah, and uniquely skilled heroes.
And then, oh, this one. Land that changes between each game session. What is happening?
I'm fixated on Creeping Night. It implies some kind of, like, dynamic world, you know?
Yeah, like maybe as the in-game night goes on, enemies get tougher.
Or new types spawn, or the environment itself shifts.
Whoa, hold on. That connects to the changing land part too, right?
Exactly. Every time you play, it could be a different experience. Not just enemy placement.
You're saying, like, different environments, layouts, maybe even, like, objectives?
That's what has me intrigued. Procedural generation in a From Software game.
Are you messing with me right now?
Yeah.
That is massive. Like, think about their level design, that signature FromSoft style.
How do you maintain that with a world that's constantly changing?
My brain is short-circuiting. Okay, deep breaths, everybody. Let's talk about the director, Junya Ishizaki.
Yeah, this guy knows the From Software formula inside and out.
Right. Level and combat design on Dark Souls, Bloodborne.
Don't forget Elden Ring, too. This man's got the experience.
But Nightreign. This is his first time directing a whole game.
So this is his baby, you know? His vision. You can sense that passion in the interview.
Oh, totally. There's this quote where he says, "I saw this as an opportunity to do something different, to build something new while still using what we've cultivated."
That hits the nail on the head. It's not like they're throwing everything out the window.
It's innovation, but built on, like, you know, a solid foundation.
Yeah, exactly. They're pushing boundaries, but they're not forgetting where they come from.
He also said something about retain that sense of accomplishment, but recreate that in a fresh way.
That line, that's the one that stuck with me. Think about it. How do you translate that feeling?
The feeling of, like, you know, finally beating that boss that's been kicking your butt for hours.
And bring that into a cooperative setting, right?
That's the big question, isn't it? Like, From Software games, they're all about individual struggle, mastering mechanics, overcoming those odds.
Solo against the world.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you replicate that when you've got two buddies backing you up?
Has it even worked?
All right, listeners, chime in here. I need your brains on this one. What do you think? How do you take that core From Software experience?
That feeling, that atmosphere.
And make it co-op without, you know, losing its soul.
Let's park that thought for a second and get into the actual mechanics, what Ishizaki revealed. We know there are 8 playable characters, right? Each with unique skills. And he specifically mentioned Ultimate Arts.
Oh, Ultimate Arts. Okay, so we're thinking, like, team composition matters.
Big time. Do you go balanced, all-out damage, some crazy support build?
Man, the theory crafting is going to be wild.
Oh, yeah. I can already see the YouTube videos, the build guides.
What else did he say about the gameplay itself?
Remember that condensed thing? He elaborated on that. 3-day cycles, each one with rising tension, leading to a final boss fight.
Each day like a mini campaign, almost.
Yeah, you explore, gather resources, then bam, the big showdown.
And even if you fail, there's this relic system.
Oh yeah, this is huge. You earn rewards from each run to upgrade your characters and gear, regardless of whether you win or lose.
Which, you know, for anyone who hasn't touched a From Software game,
they're notoriously hard.
This sounds like a way to ease people in, right?
Yeah, it makes it less punishing. You're always progressing, always getting stronger, even if you hit a wall.
I like it. Okay, keep going.
Remember that land that changes bit?
Oh, yeah, the one that blew my mind.
Well, Ishizaki confirmed it. The map elements, they're randomized.
Whoa. Weapons, enemies, bosses, even events and key locations.
Every time you play, it's different. Think about that.
My head is spinning. This is sounding less like Elden Ring, more like...
What? Hades had a baby with Left 4 Dead.
That is the most accurate description I've ever heard.
You've got the roguelike elements, you know, the randomized runs.
Mixed with that co-op action of a zombie shooter.
It's a wild combo.
Okay, I'm officially on the hype train. Tell me more about these randomized elements.
Okay, so Ishizaki talked about a travel system. They call it the Spectral Hawk.
So like fast travel, fixed points on the map?
Sort of, but with a spectral twist, right? He compared it to the towers in Breath of the Wild.
So you need to find these spectral hawks to unlock different areas.
But their locations, they could change every time you play.
So you're always exploring, always discovering new stuff.
Yeah, and there's this thing called the Fell Omen.
Oh.
It's a random event apparently tied to certain bosses.
Classic From Software right there.
Dropping breadcrumbs, making you dig for the lore.
I love it. Did he reveal anything about, like, the actual characters, the heroes we get to play as?
Not names or backstories, but he did mention one skill that caught my eye. The Duchess. She had this ability called Restage.
Restage.
Yeah, it basically lets her repeat her last attack on an enemy.
Hold on. So you could chain together these massive combos.
Yeah.
Or, like, focus down a weak point.
It seems pretty OP, right?
Yeah, maybe a little broken. But hey, who are we kidding? From Software loves to throw in some curveballs when it comes to balance.
And let's be real, it's still in development. Balancing a co-op game is tough.
No, that's true. Three players interacting, all those skills and synergies.
It's going to be a challenge for them, for sure.
But even if Restage gets nerfed into the ground before launch, you can see what they're going for.
Totally. Diverse character builds, unique play styles.
Yeah, I can already imagine the different team compositions people come up with.
Oh yeah, the online discussions are going to be wild. But okay, let's step back for a minute. Big picture time.
Yeah, we've thrown around a lot of info.
What have we learned? What is this Night Rain thing, really?
I think it's safe to say it's more than just an Elden Ring reskin, right?
It's a whole new beast, man. They're blending genres, throwing in new mechanics.
From Software, redefined.
Possibly, but, you know, the big question is it too much, too fast? Have they overreached?
That's the million soul question. I think the answer depends on how well they stick to their, you know, core design philosophy.
What makes a From Software game a From Software game?
That challenge, that sense of accomplishment, the world building, the atmosphere.
If they can capture that in this co-op, randomized, condensed format,
then yeah, this could be revolutionary.
It could even bring in a whole new audience of players, the ones who maybe felt intimidated before.
Totally. And for the veterans, a fresh take on a familiar world.
New ways to die, new ways to overcome.
So much to unpack here. We've barely scratched the surface, really.
There are still so many questions, so many mysteries.
Oh yeah, and we're just getting started, so stick around. Because in part two of this deep dive,
we're going to explore the potential pitfalls, the technical challenges,
story concerns, and the big looming question. Is Night Rain a live service nightmare?
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Okay, so we hyped ourselves up pretty good in that last segment.
Got those theories flying.
Yeah, but, you know, gotta stay grounded too, right?
Yeah.
There's another side to this whole Night Rain thing.
Right, the what ifs, the potential downsides.
Exactly. And look, From Software, they're amazing, but
they're not perfect.
Their online track record, it's, well, a little spotty.
Let's just say it's been a journey.
Oh, I still remember those early Dark Souls days.
Lag, invasions gone wrong.
Fandom hits, the works. Good times, good times.
But for Night Rain, we're talking co-op, built from the ground up for multiplayer.
Yeah, the whole thing hinges on that, right? The netcode, it has to be flawless.
Rock solid. Think about it. How responsive is the combat gonna feel?
The synchronization between players, any hiccups there, and the experience crumbles.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, so netcode, that's a big one. What else? balance, right?
Oh, yeah. From Software, they're known for their difficulty.
It's brutal, but it's fair. You know?
It's about learning, mastering the mechanics, the timing.
But three players.
Yeah.
How do you balance that chaos?
Especially with those unique character skills, the ultimate arts.
What if one character just outshines everyone else? Or, like, certain combos just break the game entirely?
They're going to have to walk a tightrope with this one.
Between challenge and fairness, it's going to be a tough one to crack.
And it's not just player power we're talking about here.
Right. The enemies themselves.
The encounter design. How do you make a fight challenging for three players without just, you know, throwing a zillion enemies at them?
Or making the bosses giant bullet sponges.
Nobody wants that.
You got to keep that From Software combat loop, you know?
That strategy, that precision, the back and forth.
Yeah, it could just become a button mashing fest.
That would be a tragedy.
Okay, netcode, balance, big technical hurdles. Mm. But what about the story?
Right, Ishizaki was pretty clear. Night Rain has a separate narrative, completely separate from Elden Ring.
Which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Fresh start, new characters.
A whole new piece of the Elden Ring world to explore.
But, you know, Elden Ring's story, it had that George R.R. Martin touch.
The lore, it was a huge draw for a lot of players.
So can Night Rain deliver on the narrative front without that? Mm. Without that same level of, like, mystery and intrigue?
That's the million soul question. From Software, they tell their stories in a very particular way.
It's subtle, you know? Environmental storytelling.
Cryptic dialogue, piecing together fragments of lore.
Yeah, and that works great solo. But does it translate to co-op?
Imagine you and your friends discovering a hidden area.
Trying to decipher some ancient inscription.
Just two ideas off each other.
Yeah, that could actually be really cool, like a collaborative storytelling experience.
Multiple perspectives adding to the mystery.
All right, I'm kind of digging that. But yeah. Okay, one thing that really stands out is different.
Oh yeah, this one's a biggie.
No player messages.
Those iconic orange messages.
Gone. Which is wild, right? Think about it. It's such a core part of the Soulsborne experience.
It's part of the community, you know? Even if you're playing solo, you're connected to other players.
You see their struggles, their triumphs, their hilarious attempts to troll you.
But in Night Rain, well, you've got your team to talk to coordinate with.
Yeah, the need for that asynchronous communication, it kind of fades away.
And imagine the chaos if they did have messages in co-op. Try jumping in front of every ledge.
Your screen just flooded with conflicting advice.
Yeah, it'd be a nightmare, but still, it's a big change. A loss, in a way.
Maybe. But maybe they'll come up with something new.
Something that fits this co-op format.
Like what? Spectral echoes of your character.
Oh, I like that. Showing other players how you tackled a challenge.
Ghosts of fallen warriors, offering guidance or maybe even warnings.
That adds a whole new layer to the co-op experience.
Yeah, a different kind of connection between players.
All right, let's move on. That condensed format, the three-day cycles.
Yeah, that still has me scratching my head. How does that actually affect the gameplay?
Well, it seems like it's going to be a much faster pace than we're used to.
Each day is its own little challenge leading up to that boss fight.
Which, you know, could make the game more accessible for some players.
People who might have been intimidated by Elden Ring's scope.
Yeah, you can jump in, have a focus session.
Even if you only have an hour or two to play.
But the question is, does it sacrifice depth?
Can they pack enough content, enough variety into those shorter cycles?
And what about exploration? That's a huge part of the From Software experience.
Discovering secrets, finding hidden paths, those aha moments.
Can you really capture that in a condensed format?
Well, that's where the procedural generation comes in, right?
Pitch run is unique, the layout changes, the enemy placements.
Exploration becomes less about memorizing a map, more about adapting to the unknown.
Yeah, you're always on your toes, never complacent.
And that ties into the relic system too, right? Even if you fail, you're still earning rewards.
Unlocking upgrades, making your character stronger.
So every playthrough feels meaningful, even if you don't make it to the final boss.
It's a smart way to encourage experimentation.
Yeah, to take risks, to explore without that fear of, like, losing everything.
It's a safety net, but it also keeps things fresh.
Okay, so we've talked about the pitfalls, the tech challenges, the story concerns.
But there's one more big one, the elephant in the room.
The one everyone's thinking about.
Is Night Rain a live service game?
Yeah, because let's be honest, live service, it's got a bit of a bad reputation.
A lot of broken promises out there.
Microtransactions, battle passes, content that feels more like a chore than fun.
It's a model that it can work, but it can also go very, very wrong.
Especially for a studio like From Software, right?
Yeah.
They're known for these meticulously crafted single-player experiences.
A complete package.
So the thought of them going down that live service rabbit hole...
It's a little terrifying.
But good news, everyone. Ishizaki addressed this directly. He said straight up, Night Rain is not a live service game.
Big sigh of relief.
No microtransactions, no endless grind for loot boxes.
Just a complete standalone experience.
Which is honestly so refreshing to hear.
In this day and age, it's almost radical.
It shows they're confident in the core gameplay loop.
The replayability, the randomization, that's enough to keep players engaged.
No need for those predatory tactics, those FOMO schemes.
This is a game you can buy, play, and enjoy without feeling like you're constantly being nickel and dimed.
I love that. Okay, so crisis averted.
I know.
But even with those assurances, there are still some, you know, lingering questions.
Oh, absolutely. We've only seen the tip of the iceberg here.
Like, what is this creeping night thing? How does it actually work?
Is it just a visual change, or are there deeper mechanics tied to it?
And the randomization. How much control do we have over that?
Can we influence the types of enemies, the bosses we encounter?
And maybe the biggest question of all, who are these 8 playable characters?
What are their stories, their motivations?
Are they just blank slates for us to project onto, or do they have their own personalities, their own arcs?
From Software loves to keep us guessing.
Yeah, the masters of mystery.
And you know what? It works. It's part of the fun.
It keeps us theorizing, keeps the hype train rolling.
All right, but before we get too carried away, let's bring it back to you, the listeners.
What are your burning questions about Elden Ring Night Rain?
What are you most excited about? What are you still skeptical about?
Hit us with your theories, your hopes, your fears.
We're all on this journey of discovery together.
Yeah, we're in this deep dive together.
Mm.
But for now, let's take a step back.
When we come back, we're going to shift focus.
From the nitty-gritty details to the big picture.
What does Elden Ring Night Rain mean for the future of From Software?
Is this a one-off experiment or a sign of things to come?
Welcome back, everyone. We're back for round 3.
All right, time for the big picture, the panoramic view.
We've dug into those mechanics, the mysteries, the potential, you know, disasters of Elden Ring Night Rain.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground.
Now let's zoom out. 30,000 foot view.
So what does this whole, you know, co-op spinoff tell us about From Software? Where are they headed?
It's a statement, right? They're not afraid to shake things up.
I mean, think about it. They could just keep releasing, like, Dark Souls sequels forever.
Bloodborne 2, the fans would eat it up.
Easy money, right. But Night Rain, this is them saying we're not done evolving.
They're taking risks, trying something genuinely new, you know? It's refreshing.
And maybe, just maybe, they're trying to reach a new audience.
Right, because let's be real, From Software games, they have a reputation.
It's a well-deserved reputation, but...
They're hard, man. Not for the faint of heart.
You gotta be, like, dedicated, a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, exactly. But Night Rain, the condensed format, the accessibility, the co-op...
It's like they're acknowledging, hey, not everyone wants a 100-hour solo grind.
Maybe they want a taste of that From Software magic, but in a more, you know, digestible form.
So are they softening up? Are they going mainstream?
I don't think so. I think it's more about, like... expanding their horizons.
Refining their formula, not abandoning it.
The challenge is still there. The world building, the atmosphere. They're just, you know, finding new ways to express it.
This isn't From Software going soft, listeners.
It's them leveling up, evolving.
It's them saying, hey, we can be challenging and approachable.
We can break the mold without breaking our core.
Which begs the question, what if this is just the beginning?
What if Night Rain is, like, a test run.
A preview of things to come.
Imagine a future Dark Souls with optional co-op.
Seamlessly integrated into the world.
Bloodborne, but with procedurally generated environments, every playthrough unique.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. This shows they're thinking ahead, long term.
They're not just pumping out sequels, they're thinking about the future of their games.
How to keep them fresh, how to keep us coming back for more.
This is a studio at the top of their game, listeners.
But they're not just sitting there, they're pushing forward.
They're experimenting, innovating, and that's what makes them so exciting.
So what's next? What other genres might they tackle? What other boundaries might they shatter?
I have no idea, but I'm here for the ride.
Me too. But, okay, let's bring it back to Elden Ring Night Rain.
That co-op, condensed, procedurally generated, creeping night, filled with secrets.
It's a gamble, no doubt, but a calculated one.
They're taking everything they've learned, everything they're good at,
and pushing it to the limit.
So Knowing everything we've talked about, all those juicy details, the potential pitfalls.
What are you most excited to see when Night Rain finally drops? What are you hoping for? What are you worried about?
Are there any burning questions still lingering in your mind?
Hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going.
Because this is just the beginning, folks. The hype train is leaving the station.
We're all on board.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where it's going.
Buckle up, Tarnished Ones. It's going to be a wild ride.
And until we meet again, may the Spectral Hawk guide you.
And may the good RNG be ever in your favor.